This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Sensational testimony in federal court in Brooklyn as the trial of two former New York City police detectives continues. Louis Eppolito and Stephen Caracappa are accused of moonlighting for the mob. Among other crimes, they're accused of participating in 8 murders. Prosecutors say Eppolito and Caracappa told Lucchese crime family leaders about mob soldiers who were cooperating with the government. Then those informants were killed. Organized crime expert Jerry Capizzi writes a weekly online column for ganglandnews.com and for the New York Sun, and he joins us now. He was in the courtroom. Now, remind us more about these two defendants. Who are they, and what are they alleged to have done?
Well, Louis Eppolito and Steve Caracappa were detectives for the NYPD who allegedly sold their badges to the Lucchese crime family for the sum of $4,000 a month, for which they provided secret information about investigations that were going on both in federal and local jurisdictions. For extra fees, $30,000 to $65,000, they took part in a couple of gangland slayings as well, allegedly.
Allegedly. And those details were revealed yesterday in court. Tell us about that.
Well, in their opening statements, the government presented a kind of workmanlike outline of the 8 murders, focusing on them in chronological order. The first witness was a 73-year-old mother of the most tragic of the 8 murder victims, Nicholas Guido, a young telephone repair installer who was killed simply because his name was the same name of a target of the Lucchese crime family. He was killed on Christmas Day as he was showing his new red sports car to his uncle, still wearing a white jacket that he had just received for Christmas.
Well, what kind of evidence does the government have linking these two former detectives to these 8 murders?
Well, they have the intermediary, a guy by the name of Bert Kaplan, who's a longtime Lucchese associate, the intermediary between the two detectives and Anthony Casso, the Lucchese underboss, who basically paid these guys $4,000 a month for all the information that they were providing. He will detail the meetings that he had with both Eppolito and Caracappa, and he will talk about the payments that he gave to both detectives on behalf of Casso.
And do prosecutors allege that these two, Eppolito and Caracappa, actually carried out any of the murders, or just that they fingered the victims for the mob to rub out?
Well, they actually committed 2 of the murders, according to the government, and kidnapped a 3rd man who was then tortured and killed by Casso. The one shooting that has been talked about at great length is the 1990 killing of Gambino capo Eddie Lino. He was shot and killed on the Bell Parkway in Brooklyn, allegedly by Steve Caracappa. The two cops were in a car that looked like an undercover police car, used a red flashing light, pulled them over, and, kind of like just walked over to him, and his guard was down, thinking he was going to be confronted by 2 guys with badges. Instead, the 2 guys with badges turned out to be assassins with guns and shot him dead as he sat behind the wheel of his Mercedes.
Jerry Capizzi writes a weekly online column for ganglandnews.com, and he's following this sensational trial in federal court in Brooklyn of 2 former New York City police detectives. Jerry Capizzi, thanks a lot.
It's been a pleasure, Madeline.